Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte on this Friday. We made it to the rest of the work week, at least for some of us. And we are at Lord's Day 44, question answer 113. What does the 10th commandment require? That not even the least inclination or thought against any commandment of God ever enter our heart, but that with our whole heart we continually hate all sin and take pleasure in all righteousness. Romans 7, 7 through 8. What shall we say then? Is a law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil. For apart from the law, sin was dead. And then Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And then Matthew 15, verses 11, 19 through 20, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. And then to 114, can those who are converted to God keep these commandments perfectly? No, but even the holiest men, while in this life have only a small beginning of such obedience, yet so with earnest purpose they begin to live not only according to some, but according to all the commandments of God. And then we find again from Romans 7, verse 22, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. 1 John 1, 8 through 10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And then to 115, why then does God so strictly enjoin the Ten Commandments upon us, since in this life no one can keep them? First, that as long as we live, we may learn more and more to know our sinful nature, and so the more earnestly seek forgiveness of sins and righteousness in Christ. Second, that without ceasing, we diligently ask God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we be renewed more and more after the image of God until we attain the goal of perfection after this life. That's a beautiful formulation that really shows the interconnecting between the law and grace. And we have a few scripture verses. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those words from Matthew 5, 6. Psalm 51, verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. And then maybe a couple more here. Psalm 32, verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Romans 7, 24 through 25, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And there are a couple of more key verses here that I think we should look at. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 25. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Then Philippians 3, 12 through 14 goes nicely with that. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus also has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And may that be said of us as we strain forward toward that prize in our Lord Jesus in our walk today. And may we be a blessing. And then next week, we will look at the final piece of the Heidelberg Catechism, or what we call the Lord's Prayer, beginning with Lord's Day 45, question and answer 116. See you then. Stay safe, and always be prepared to give that good answer for the hope that is in you.